On to the first item, definition for at-risk school. Dr. Salmon?
I'm just so used to using my teacher voice. Tara Booker Dwyer has done some extensive analysis of this question that the board asked a few months ago, and I'm going to turn it over to her. Thank you.
Good morning, members of the State Board of Education.
Good morning.
In your package, you should have a couple of handouts along with the PowerPoint. That should be the tables for the list of schools. We'll refer to that. And the definition for charter schools and at-risk youth. And so by executive order, all K to 12 public schools in Maryland are required to open for pupil attendance by after Labor Day and to close by June 15th. Waivers can be granted if a local board may apply for a waiver if a low-performing at-risk or charter school adopts an innovative school schedule. So the Maryland State Department of Education does not currently have a definition for at-risk schools. We do have a definition for at-risk youth, which you have in your handout. So we are recommending that the classification of schools as low-performing or at-risk to meet the waiver requirements be based on student performance on the state's assessments for ELA, for English Language Arts and Mathematics. Schools where 61% or more of students earn a performance level of 1 or 2 on these state assessments, these schools would be qualified for a waiver if they adopt an innovative school schedule. And so if we look at the amount of schools statewide that would meet this number, that would be about 16% of Maryland public schools would qualify if this definition was accepted by the board. And to look at that in more detail, specifically for the number of high schools, so on the x-axis, we'll see that it's the percent of students performing at a performance level of 1 or 2. And on the y-axis is the number of schools. And the blue bar, that's the percent of students performing, the count of schools for math, and the red bar is for ELA. On your table that you have for high schools, it lists the total number of schools in the school system, the total number of unduplicated schools, because a lot of schools are duplicated, especially when we look at Baltimore City and Prince George's County, and then the percent in that school system that would qualify for the waiver. So this is for high school. This table is for high school now. And then this table just breaks out the number of schools by school system. And once again, the focus is just on high school here. The second graph is similar to the high school graph, except it's focused on elementary and middle school. And you have another table that outlines all the elementary and middle schools that would qualify. And then the table that's displayed on the screen breaks that down by school system. So it's being recommended that the State Board accept the definition for the for schools to apply for a waiver of, if they adopt an innovative school schedule, to apply for a waiver of the requirements in the executive order.
Okay. Thank you. Dr. Salmon, anything else?
No, Dr. Finn has a suggestion.
Yeah, I think this is fundamentally sound and reasonable. I would, however, hate to see a situation in which a school that goes from 61% to 60% loses the flexibility that it has at 61%, so-called notch effect in the world of welfare, where you get a perverse incentive for getting better. So I'd like to suggest that once a school meets this definition of at-riskness, that its eligibility can then be renewed for up to 3 years for the flexibility that comes as a result of meeting this definition.
Yeah, I think that is something that we didn't think about, but I think it is an excellent suggestion, and if the board can support it, that would be wonderful.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I agree with Dr. Finn, but I also had a request, just for, even if it's myself, it's that we now have a working definition. I would actually like to visit, because when we visit schools, we're visiting schools that are not at risk schools. So defining something without seeing it, I would love to be able to do that, Dr. Salmon, if that's something that's possible for
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a good idea. Also suggested to someone else, I understand, on TV not too long ago.
What do we do about schools that may not have students who are old enough to take the PARC test? A primary school, for example, or an early childhood school. I know there's a couple in my county that I don't think any students take the PARC because it's a pre-K through 2 school or something.
It's a good question. We don't really have, other than the KRA, you know, we're working on looking at that ahead, how we're going to measure growth. But I'm not sure that we really, did you get into thinking about that at all?
We were thinking about that. We haven't run all the numbers for the KRA data just yet, but we could do that and come back with a specific recommendation for a pre-K through 2 schools.
I know in many cases, you'd go to a pre-K through 2 school because it's a vulnerable population and you want to really focus intensively on the needs of those kids as very, very young learners. And so it seems like there's often some overlap between what we would think of as at risk and the motivation for creating these sort of smaller, early childhood schools. So.
You could use a conventional definition of at-riskness, which has to do with the kids, poverty or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, good suggestions.
Yeah, so what is the right next step? So there are 2 suggestions, one on making sure the notch problem doesn't happen, and then on the, bless you, the K through 2. Is there any other change we want to make to this adjustment? Everyone's comfortable? So we probably just need a...
We'll run the numbers and get back on that question, and then we'll put something together with Liz to kind of make this into a regulation.
Well, does it need to be a regulation? It can just be a board policy, a statement.
I've just been thinking about that. I mean, it's always, if you really want to have it the law, it needs to be a regulation. But I think you can establish it as a policy and publish it on your website, publish it as a policy in terms of effectuating the executive order.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
okay.
Like a plan. So we'll get the language back to you of how it's going to look when it's published and add the information about the lower grades.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Tiara.
Thanks.